Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, the agencies for the disabled and the government, the way it's set up, the way they conduct themselves, is not to help everybody.
No.
Now, the ideas of Inner Sight are entirely different, because we discovered one thing, and it's been there for a while, but we discovered it recently: $172 billion being wasted in these nursing homes on people who don't want the kind of services they're getting. Most people don't want the kind of service. You ask anybody in a nursing home, a resident, and they'll tell you, get me out of here. I want to go home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, that shows you right there.
Yeah.
That these nursing homes and the people who are being put in them don't want to be there.
Yeah.
They haven't committed a crime where they're committed by a court to be in these places.
It's true.
The whole thing is that the money is not being used in the right way.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate. In the Inner Sight point of view, very unfortunate that disabled people are keeping these damn nursing homes going.
Yeah.
By the way that they're responding, you know, and using the situation to get money. They're not really helping these people in the nursing home, because if they were, the goal would be to get rid of the damn nursing home, to try to get somebody out and hope that you do it before they get ill and die. You know, get rid of the place, turn it into something good. That's really what needs to be done. That's why we say Inner Sight is for everyone. We want to make
it is, yes.
So that nobody has to go into a nursing home.
That's right.
All the independent living centers and all the agencies, they're not doing that. They can't do it. They've allowed themselves to be set up so they cannot advocate in that way. Inner Sight will never allow itself to be set up and to be bossed around and told how we're going to advocate.
Yeah.
Never.
Especially by the state.
As long as I live, it'll never happen.
As long as I live, it will never happen. I mean, whatever it is after we are dead and gone, I don't know. But I'm going to make sure that, you know, if I become in charge of it, I'll make sure from the bottom of my heart that I'll keep the original concept of Inner Sight.
We're out to help and to make it better for everyone.
Yeah.
Now, the disabled community, in my mind, the Inner Sight mind, has made a big mistake in the way that they have kept on asking the government for more money, more money, more money. Now, look what happened now just recently.
Yeah.
All of the social programs, you know, that Biden has put up, all of them have been trimmed, so they say on the news. They've been trimmed. See what happens?
Yeah.
There goes the more money.
Yeah.
There goes the more money that the disabled community all these years has been protesting for.
Or, like...
That's not the answer.
No, it isn't. It isn't at all. I mean, the thing that bothers me the most is that things are, you know, services are taken away without even, you know, the shred of, you know, saying, oh, we got to do a little bit of this so we can then get a little bit of that. No, that's not even the case. You know, I'm being purposely vague here because you if you get one, if you take away one thing lately, it seems as if you're taking away a whole lot because things are just not right around the world right now with after the pandemic, economically, and also, you know, just the fact that the our system that we have in place for the disabled is really not working for the disabled, simply.
Well, what we need to do is become really independent. And I'm not talking about going to an independent living center and sitting on your ass and calling it a support group. Support what?
Yeah.
What the hell
yeah,
do they
right.
support? Yeah? They won't help us fight for the law for the guide dog. You know? They won't do a damn thing about these nursing homes and the closing them up.
Yeah, they say, oh, what are we going to do about this and that and the other thing? You know what you're going to do? You're going to, you know, just actually make sure that people have a focus on one thing when they actually are fighting to help us out, because it's to get the money, you know, to
help
the disabled,
people be
period.
Independent. You know,
that's
to
right.
be independent in this country,
yeah.
you need money. And the money
yeah,
is there.
Yes. Yeah.
If the money were used in the right way, people could be
sure.
independent.
Yeah, I agree
and
with
that.
And
that's really what the bottom line is, to for people to become involved in these agencies to help raise the money
mm-hmm.
and get the money into a system where the disabled person knows that they have the funds available to be independent.
Yeah.
That's really what independent means, that you don't need anybody else. You have it. And the way things are set
yeah.
up now, we don't. We don't have enforcement. We don't have we got a half-assed Americans Disability Act. We have no rights. One of the things that Anthony mentioned last night
yeah.
that nursing homes don't allow service dogs in.
No, they don't.
There's another thing that how the
yeah.
hell can you stand up for the disabled, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
How many people in nursing homes would like to have a service dog? I bet you there's thousands of people.
I bet you all the ones who've had dogs in their homes, yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's doing anything about that.
Oh, no.
The independent living centers wouldn't go near that. They'd lose their license. In a sight will take
yeah.
it on.
Oh yeah, because we don't have
an
axe to grind.
And you know what?
Anyone
who stands in the way of that, they're going to get their ass kicked, just like Andrew Cuomo. If you heard the news.
Yeah.
Charged with sex crime.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's what's going to happen to people who keep standing in the way of our freedom. Because the Lord doesn't like that. Woe unto those who stumble the lame and the blind. That's an old Bible principle.
Yeah, old Bible saying.
I believe it.
It's so scary how easily the Lord allows our enemy to actually go through with, you know, I don't know if it's called an enemy, but I would say, you know, people to just, you know, really act not in accordance with, you know, or just go after us in the way that they do. It's just really, harmful.
Well, they don't scare me.
They don't scare me either.
I stand right up to them.
Well,
they
I know, but
me.
You're a little stronger than me.
You
are a little stronger,
strong.
Not in
you
terms of
on
mental.
On his system the way you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
you
true.
You got to change your whole lifestyle. You know?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we'll talk about how we believe an independent living center should be conducted. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue.
Mm-hmm.
A little bear, roar, adopting Nikita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. Great, great place and a great, great dogs. You can have your dog evaluated by them if you, you know,
yeah.
if you want to need a service dog or just a pet dog or whatever purpose. Let them know.
Yeah.
Big East, the key to rescue.
They'll share with you exactly what, you know, oh, goodness, I have a headache at the moment. I'm sorry, Frank, I'm not talking right. Yeah, so they have, no, I can't right now. I just have to wait until it passes, sorry.
Big East, 609-388-7004. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, remember them? Watch out for all the children. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you.
Yeah.
You need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the place to call. Gary? Is the guy's name, 631-484-3085. All right, that's the number. And if you're disabled and you have problems getting the food, let him know. Sometimes he can help you with that. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Coalition for their help, and I want to remind you, if you want to buy a house, sell a house, call Mr. Kennedy,
yeah.
Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. I asked him one time, are you related to the Kennedys?
Yeah.
And he told me, he's not sure, but he might be a distant cousin.
Really?
So, all right. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186 on the real estate scene. All right. How about let's have a word from Mabel News.
Yeah, okay.
On Inner Sight.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Now, don't forget to sign our petition, change.org. We've got the two of them over there, the one on the service dog schools and the one on the nursing homes. We'll read them. We're going to be amending the nursing home one. We've got to put that $172 billion figure in there. You talk about independent living centers, and... They were completely set up wrong. Mm. Absolutely.
It's true.
You know, the Independent Living Center should be setting the example of helping people become equal. And I'll tell you some of the things they should have. Number one, they should have a lobby.
Oh, yeah.
In Washington. Okay. To bring about strict enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act. And include all the things that were left out.
Yeah.
Like the guide dog.
Exactly.
Service dog situation. Strict enforcement on public safety when it comes to that, like the the accessible pedestrian signals. Strict enforcement. Strict enforcement on accessibility. And when I say strict, I mean criminal. You know?
Should be.
Now this guy Baldwin, now you see how they investigate these things? He may be charged with involuntary manslaughter. They may bring criminal charges on him.
Yeah.
Because it's a serious thing to pick up a gun and somebody's dead. Just like it should be a serious thing when a person can't read a traffic light.
Yeah.
See?
Because that's risking
not.
Somebody's life. They don't realize that. Yeah.
Oh, they realize it, all right.
Yeah,
They don't care about it. So the Independent Living Center should be fighting for these things, should be in there, should be criticizing the state, should be sending out news stories every 2 weeks of people who have suffered abuse because we're not equal. They don't do these things. You know who does it? We do.
That's the truth.
We send it out. We don't have a lobby. We don't have the damn money for it. I wish we did.
No.
The independent living centers have the money for it.
Yeah.
Do they have a lobby in Washington? I doubt it.
No. They don't have the money.
They're allowed to lobby. They're not allowed to lobby.
I don't know. I don't think so. Because they receive government aid.
Yeah. So there's the reason why inner sight is for everyone. Because when we are able to do these things, it's going to help everybody, not just somebody who's disabled. It's going to help everybody. Because
you
want to
know what
happened
to me today?
Wait, hold on.
Okay.
If we can reduce the money that is spent on the disabled and still get better services, you know, and better and strive toward becoming equal in a greater way, that's going to help everyone. Because it's going to mean, for one thing, that disabled people will be able to go out and go to any place and know that they can apply for the job and try and get it.
Yeah.
Because everything will be accessible. That's what the independent living people should be doing. Making everything accessible. But you see, they can't do any of these things because they've been restricted. They watered down the whole thing, and then they came up with a half-assed idea of what independence means.
That's right.
You cannot be independent in this country without money. And we're not saying that disabled people should be rich. We're saying that the money that's already there should be used in the right way, and that the agencies should be participating in raising that money and using the people. You see, there's two ways to be used. One is to be used and abused. The other way is to be used to give you independence and equality by raising the money and allowing the people who want to help to be part of that.
That's true.
The way it should happen. There isn't one, and now I'm told a couple of years ago that the independent living centers are not allowed to help any other agency now to raise money. So
it's true.
The whole thing was created to keep us in a trap, and at the end of that trap is a nursing home. And that you can prove by looking at the criteria that they've set up. What'd you tell me the other day, 100 pages?
Yeah.
That they had to go through to see if you're eligible?
Yeah.
They're looking for some way to kick you out.
I don't know.
That's what that is.
Well, she said that's part of that was my medical stuff, but not all of it. I don't doubt. You know, they gotta, you know, get medicine in there, and they retype it onto their form, which is stupid. You should just add the list that came from the hospital. You know, all of the stuff that I have from all my doctors, it's also at the hospital.
Yeah, and you hope they won't try to use it against you.
Yeah, true.
Who knows? See, what can happen here is if the state wants to put a person who goes through these programs in a nursing home, they have all this evidence at their disposal. And you gave it to them. The person gives it to them.
Yeah, you have no choice.
That's what's wrong with the independent living.
Yeah.
You know, they're making it easier
for
the state to put you into a nursing home. Because they have all this evidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they go into it, if it comes to a court situation, they go in there, and they take a couple hundred pages of documents and enter it into the court record, the judge is going to be very impressed with that. That's how the system works. You know?
Yeah.
That's why I say they have gone about it in the wrong way. You know, because the nursing home is the final stop. That's what they want.
Yeah.
That's what they want. And if I'm wrong, then get rid of them.
That's true.
Now, what were you going to say? Something, what happened to you today?
I get a call. Remember I told you that they wanted to get money from, I'm not paying this. They could go freeze in hell. I'm not even paying a dollar of it. It's they said, now I found out today from this creditor. The old nursing home where my mom used to be before the nursing home that she died in. Okay.
Yeah.
So the old nursing home sends me a bill. Me, not my mom. Because I was, quote, power of attorney. So my power of attorney absolves after she passes away. They said, oh, no, this is the power of attorney on her estate. I said, she had no money. We still owe the funeral expenses. Are you kidding me? You know, you want money? Go get it from my mom. She's buried. And I told them where. She said, no, this is your bill. This is your name on it.
I would have told him, take me to court.
No, you know what my husband said? Why don't you collect it from her estate? They all know she has zero in the estate. We have nothing for her in the estate. I knew where everything was of my mom's.
So
we
what,
have
what is
zero.
The total that they're saying you owe them?
800 something.
Oh, that's not a lot of money.
No, thank
well,
God.
They might put it in collection.
They did. That's who was calling me. Collections.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Just ignore it.
Oh, I was going to pay $1, you know, a month. It's 800
a
month.
Pay them. You're going to pay them after they abused your mother?
Killed my mom.
To die?
They killed her, practically. And they
I
added
pay
to...
them anything.
I don't want to pay them anything. I really don't. But they're going to ruin my credit over my mom. And that's going to be a problem
not,
for me,
not,
gonna,
not
anybody else. $800? You know,
this credit business is so damn stupid. If you have money, you don't need credit. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole ball of wax.
Yeah.
You don't need credit if you have money. You only need credit if you don't have the money. Because if you have the money, what do you need credit for? So the whole thing is stupid, and it's a contradiction.
Oh, it is a contradiction.
Sure. You only need credit because you have no money. When I moved in here, I'll give you an example. When I moved in here, I've been here, what, 3-4 years? My credit was horrible. You know? And, but my record in paying the rent was excellent. You know? And that's what they were interested in. See? That's why they wanted me here. And why was it excellent? Because I always had the money. Not because I had credit. Because I had the money. There's the answer. If everybody had the money, credit in this country would be gone. Wouldn't need it. See, that's where these agencies start helping the disabled by raising the money, you know, and helping us to become equal. All right, let's see. 213-816-1650. Talking tonight about how inner sight is for everyone, because we want to help everyone. You get the disabled population to be able to get more jobs, make everything accessible, and tax money is going to come flowing into the economy. Now, I don't understand why these stupid morons aren't doing that.
Yeah, right.
They say the economy's so bad. There's 40 million disabled people. How many of them can go to work? Make the accessibility available. And look at all the tax money you'll get. They're looking around. They're looking at the wrong things. They're not paying enough attention to all these agencies in this country. Between all of them, they could raise billions of dollars. You realize that? Billions. And get rid of that $172 billion figure that's going into the nursing homes, and start using it to help people. All right, anybody on the line? Inner Sight. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hold on.
Are you there?
1 second. Yeah, I'm here.
213-816-1650 if you want to...
My phone locked, sorry.
Yeah, if you want to comment...
Okay, here we are.
I want to talk about how you believe inner sight is for everyone, or maybe you don't.
Yeah.
See, we're
we have Anthony who'd like to speak.
All right, Anthony from Brooklyn, inner sight.
Here he is.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi.
Hey,
good,
good.
I had a question on last night's topic, Suzanne. I wanted to ask you about. So basically, from what I understand, if you wanted a regular home health aid that, you know, came from an agency, then you wouldn't qualify for one because they say that you're a two-person assist. And if, you know, you did want to fight that ruling that came from that hospital, from that doctor that evaluated you that said that you're a two-person assist, there's nothing you could do because I don't know, you know, if it would be worth it or if you would want to bother with it or you just don't worry about it because, you know, you have your aides that work for you privately. But what would it take for someone to get that off their record, you know, to become a one-person assistant, to get an aid from, an agency through Medicaid or an insurance?
Yeah, I don't know. But I know that, they knew that I wasn't a two-person assist. I could tell you that because they brought in the physical therapist, and I wasn't a two-person assist. But they write that willy-nilly is what I'm trying to say, and it wasn't a mistake. Oh, yeah, you're a two-person assist. I said, no, I'm not. You're just doing that so you could protect yourselves in terms of your, you know, somebody suing you.
I know.
In the hospital.
Right.
I know
because
the answer to that question. You know what it would take?
A robot
with a special kind of wheelchair. Now you don't need another person.
Because you know what?
End of business.
You know what it's about, Suzanne. They don't care about your life, and they don't care about what happens to you. It's all about protecting their ass. And as long as they've done that, they're happy, and that's all that matters. And whatever happens to you, well, you know, as a lot of people say, sadly and shamefully, you know, you're not their family, and they don't really care.
Right.
And, you know, I think that that's a shame because I don't know how much I've talked about this on this show, but it's a very true fact for the disabled community that when you're part of someone's family, you're part of an elite club, and, you know, you really have to find a special person outside of your family to care about you, you know, beside your family member if you so find yourself in a situation where you need care. And, you know, it's difficult to find that generally in people's hearts because they always say that that's someone else's problem. And that's why you'll find people, you know, pay out of their nose for good, decent home health aides and to try to hold on to these people for dear life because once you're gone, you know, the person's life falls to pieces and everything is all screwed up because then, you know, you slowly get lowered into what equates to, you know, the end of a person's life as they know it. You know, basically you're being forced against your will into some place that you don't want to go that a lot of people would view as a jail, you know, which is a nursing home until you spend your dying day. And, you know, if you look at it, lots of these agencies that serve the disabled are all about protecting themselves from lawsuits and, you know, hire these lawyers that, you know, can protect them and things like that. So basically, you know, unfortunately and you know, sadly, a lot of people think, you know, very little of disabled people and think low of them and think that their life isn't going to, you know, amount to anything much and that they're going to be disabled anyway. So, you know, you are not the disabled person and you are the doctor or whatever and you're the specialist and you know better than everybody else, so whatever, you know, is written on their file, then, you know, everyone will have to accept, and they'll just give them a letter to state that, and then, you know, the doctor will think that I've done this person a service and I've held their hand by, you know, saying that they need more help than, you know, than they really need, because then they'll be supported. And if anything, it puts you at a state of more neglect and unhappiness and misery, because it's not where you want to be, not where you should be, and not where you need to be, but nobody cares, and that's a shame.
You know, they're using, I heard on the news the other day, they're using robots in the restaurants because they can't, people don't want to work to wait on tables and all that. What
Jesus
about a
Christ,
robot
what
to help the disabled person? Now you're not a two-person assist anymore.
What is our society coming to? Somebody will come up with that idea and, you know, work on it. I don't know if I'll ever see it, you know, during
well,
our
the
lifetime.
Should be working on it already.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe for, you know, we'd have to be
the independent living
centers,
the independent living center should be raising money for those robots. Keep people out of the
they're not going to raise money for anything, and they don't spend money on any outside agency. They're all close to the chest, and, you know, they're all kind of, you know, tied in, and they only work with each other, and, you know, they work with community.
Well, that's why
Inside
is for everybody.
But without us,
we're for everybody.
You know, because
you know,
we speak out about things that these other agencies never would. I mean, how dare you, you know, criticize the traditional system, which has, you know, allowed the world to, you know, drain the government of every penny it had, you know, it has and had, and provided substandard care and helped wipe Medicaid out of every penny, you know, it has, because, well, they're in a nursing home and they're in, you know, a critical state, and they're, you know, in need of desperate care, and they're, you know, in an invalid condition.
How many people went into a
How
many people went into a nursing home, walked in, and a couple of months later couldn't walk anymore?
Yeah, because you don't get exercise, you don't get any kind of, you know, stimulation to your muscles, and you slowly, you know, deteriorate until, you know, you basically can't get out of bed anymore, because I'm pretty sure that, you know, they don't come around and give you physical therapy like they should, because they don't do anything else for you like they should, you know, like feed you and, you know, do anything with you or provide you any kind of mental stimulation, and you just, you know, basically lie in your bed and have a lonely, you know, miserable life until you die. But that's to be expected, of course, because, you know what they're going to say. They're old, and, you know, what do you want? And that's life, you know, and I'm so sick of hearing that term, that's life. I wish we could
take
it out of the dictionary.
Well, they give you physical therapy somewhat, you know, but toward with the purpose of keeping you in there.
Yeah, of course, and that'll be their excuse. Oh, well, we give them constant physical therapy. That's probably the only thing that they, you know, give you, because they've got to, you know, do that. It's on the schedule. The doctor will check on that probably. But as far as the personal care and things like that, that's, you know, a half job, or, you know, done whenever or whatever. And they'll put you in a corner somewhere like they did Suzanne until somebody decides who should be responsible to address your personal care needs. And
will, there's a way. Whatever happened to that saying in connection with
it? Yeah. They know that, but they don't care about that, and no one has any kind of, you know, personality that's cut out to, you know, care about people that way. And, you know, it's just a job so people can make money, and that's all they care about, you know. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, Frank, I'm quite surprised that, you know, these nursing home owners haven't decided to corner the market more, because, you know, since the coronavirus, they made a hell of a lot of money because Cuomo put all these people in nursing homes. So, you know, they were really ringing up the books big time, and I wonder, you know, how many more nursing homes there'll be. Yeah, I know. And, you know, this is why I say that they would never want to, you know, turn their nursing homes into any kind of housing if they could, because they, you know, it's easy, it's already there, and, you know, it's what they know. So even if they could make money off of the other way, you know, it would probably take years to convince them, and it would be like moving mountains to get them to, you know, do what we wanted and you know, do something more positive and something that would benefit the disabled community more than their nursing home does, because they just think they're doing a great job, you know. But it's a shame, but I don't know what to tell you.
All right, we're going to move on, Anthony.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
thank you for the call.
Frank. Thank you. You're welcome.
Always good.
I want to, since I had the honor of knowing Mario Cuomo, I want to take a few minutes and go off subject. And I feel really bad for Matilda Cuomo, Andrew's mom. You know, that she has to deal with it, you know, and Mario's not alive to see it. He would have been devastated over this.
Yes, he would have.
But his the mom, I don't think I met her, but I know of her, you know, that when I was in Mario's office, and you know, her name came up. Beautiful lady, a very loving, beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a horrible shame that this guy had to go and do stupid things.
Of course.
You know, especially when you have the money and you don't have to do these stupid things. Yeah? I mean, it's crazy. Anyway. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And you know why we're for everybody? Because we want to help this country. We want to help this government. We want to help all these agencies. You know, make it so that people can apply for jobs and have an equal chance.
Right.
Pay taxes. All right. Make it so that we have the means to get what we need for our lives. Make it so that we don't have to have in the back of our mind, oh, I'm going to wind up in a nursing home.
Right. You
know? Make it so that the person can stay in their own home. And a lot of people make money from their own home.
Yeah.
See? So bring that in. And and there's tax money, and we'll help the economy.
Yeah, of course.
This is
capital
why
gains,
Inner Sight. What?
Well, they have something called the capital gains tax. If you make money on an investment, like a real estate or even a stock or whatever it is, they have the capital gains tax where you can actually contribute that way.
This is why Inner Sight is for everyone. We're thinking of the people. I heard yesterday that Biden wants to tax the corporations 15% to pay for his social, you know. Why doesn't he get these damn agencies to raise money? They don't do nothing. There's millions of agencies in this country. He knows it. He's got the list. He's got the government ID numbers and the tax, the 501c3s. You know, you're gonna tax the corporations, and they're gonna know.
They only need them.
that it's to help the disabled, and that's going to make our image worse.
Of course it is.
Toward these corporations. I mean, get the agencies to, you know, get the corporations to donate to the agencies and to donate the possibility of a telethon so the money can be raised. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Not tax them. Get them the help.
Exactly.
Get the damn agencies to raise the money. Put into practice our idea, the Volunteers for Freedom, and get everybody out of these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing.
Yeah.
Now you have people who can live better and who maybe be able to get a little job and pay taxes. But you know what? The government are haters. They hate the disabled. They hate us.
Yeah.
That's the only conclusion that you can come to. Because if you give them an idea where you don't have to, you're not asking them for money, and they still won't help you, what's the answer?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you around. They hate you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's how I look at it.
Me too.
Yeah. You know? I tell people, they comment, how beautiful my guide dog is, my Akita. Beautiful, intelligent, you know. You know what I tell them? I said, tell it to the governor. She hates her.
Right?
The governor hates my dog. You know, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Then I tell them about that they won't, she won't give help her get the medical and so on and so forth. It's hate.
Yeah.
What else could it be? I'm not asking the politicians for money.
No. It's already
I'm asking them to change things so we can have a fair-ass chance. Look at the money now they're going to spend on jackass Cuomo.
Yeah.
To make sure he gets a fair trial. And all the fancy lawyers he's going to have.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get a lawyer to defend my guide dog to fight for her medical because there's no damn law. Oh, I'm going to use this tomorrow. You wait and see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's going to get everything now.
Yes, he is.
And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he gets off.
No. He would.
When it's all said and done. My dog can't even get a fair hearing. And they're going to spend all this money. Every woman in this country should feel violated.
I feel violated.
By what he did.
But more ways than one. I feel violated that what he did to all the women. And I also feel violated what he did to my mom.
Well, he's getting it back.
Yeah, he is.
He's getting it back for what he did when he wouldn't listen to us and we told him to get those people out of the nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, and the stupid-ass social worker that told Mary that time, this is your home.
Yeah.
You know, if this is my home, I don't want you here. Get the hell out.
Yeah.
That's what I would have told the bitch.
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is my home. Get out. You know, these people are really, a lot of them are really in with the devil. I got something to tell you.
Yeah, right.
They really are. You know, they're confused. They contradict themselves.
Yeah.
They allow people to suffer and be abused.
That's the sad part right there.
That's
suffering
the devil.
And the abused. Yeah.
You know? So Inner Sight is here for everyone.
It is.
And by wanting to accomplish these goals, the goal of equality, it proves it. It proves it. No other agency wants the disabled to be equal. They don't want us to be equal. They want to stay the way they are and just take in the money.
That's right. Back
and rehabilitate people.
Well, rehabilitate.
You know, rehabilitation doesn't mean a damn thing if you don't have accessibility and enforcement. Doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, that's like the Braille issue. For example, you learn Braille, but basically you don't have any use for it, in a sense, anywhere, because it's not posted everywhere.
Yeah,
no.
In the subway today on a different station, I'm going around touching the damn poles trying to find the Braille. You know, and there are other signs up, you know, way up high, but stretch up, I could touch them, but no Braille.
Oh, no.
You know. So there you have it. Inner sight should be endorsed by every billionaire in this country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to help the average business person. So they should help us to accomplish our goal of making everything accessible.
Yeah.
And with our idea, they wouldn't even have to pay for the whole thing. Let the government and the agencies pay for it. They've constructed the independent living centers in such a way that we'll never be equal. They've constructed the Americans with Disability Act in such a way, excuse me, that if it doesn't get amended, we will never be equal.
That's true.
So there you have the bottom line, why inner sight is different.
That's true.
Because we want everybody to have an equal chance. And when you bring that about, you're helping the person who isn't disabled, because you're taking a lot of the burden off of them. You know? If a person has a dog trainer in their family who trains dogs, and the school denies them the dog, and the dog trainer says, oh, I can train that dog for, what the school raised, $100,000, wouldn't give you the dog?
Yeah.
I can train the dog for $15,000. That person who's denied should have the right to go into court and fight for that ass money. Called equality.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that's one of the major causes why these independent living centers are not representing us in the proper way. Because all they do is put on window dressing, because they're afraid to do anything more than that. All their directors have to kiss the butt of the state people who allocate the funding.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't get their money, and they're told what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
So, help inner sight. You really want people to be independent? Help us reach our goal. Get rid of the nursing homes. Pass the law. Amend the ADA. Make it so everybody is equal. And the economy will improve.
Yes, it would.
Because more people are going to be able to work. No doubt about it.
Definitely.
No other way to do it. How else are you going to do it? All right, tomorrow night we'll be with you with the funnies on Inner Sight. 8 to 9 tomorrow night. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Yeah. I don't know where Jimmy got it, but one day he came into the classroom and he said, "Mr. Kramer's in jail." And Miss Moss said, "What, Jimmy? Sit down." And the whole class just bust broad into laughter, stamping their feet. "Everybody keep still. Jimmy, sit down. And Miss Kramer had to go to court because Mr. Kramer's in jail." We'll tell you about that tomorrow night. Mr. Kramer needs a lawyer. All right, tomorrow night on the funnies, and, we'll have a fun time. Tomorrow night, Inner Sight, 8 to 9. Any other calls? We got a few minutes.
Yes. Hold on. Let me check.
213-816.
No, we're good.
650.
So far, we're good.
Any calls?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Louie? Yeah, Louie.
Louie was on last night.
I know.
Tuesday night. Hey, Louie, what's up? We got a minute.
Hold on.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, Louie.
Hello, guys. I just heard what's tonight's topic on the Blog Talk Radio.
In a site, it's for everyone.
What's the topic?
Well,
Inner Sight is for everyone.
Yeah,
everyone should love
everyone.
Inner Sight.
Yeah, basically.
Hey, you got to watch out. Louis got to crack your funny bone tomorrow on the follies tomorrow. Cracking your funny bone.
Tomorrow
so is you, Suzanne Taurasi.
Okay. I plan on listening and hearing what you have to do.
Don't be late.
No.
No, don't worry, Jerry. We won't be late. I'll give you a phone call.
Hey, who was the guy who sang that song? I'm late. I'm late for a very important date.
I don't know that one.
Oh, I know that
one.
Yeah,
there was some
comedy. It was a Broadway song, wasn't it?
Yeah, I
think it's Mary Martin. I don't know for sure.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
It could be.
Mary Martin, yeah. What was the name of that show with Mary Martin? That was, I can't think of it.
I remember the early days she used to play in The Sound of Music back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The hills are alive.
Yeah.
With the sound of
love drops.
Love drops, eh?
Love drops. Oh, there.
Yeah.
Every day.
With a thousand years.
Give me those love drops.
And I'm love if I was lonely.
Tomorrow night, The Sound of Music.
The
Sound of Music tomorrow night with love drops.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for your phone call mañana.
The new version of Rodgers and Hammerstein tomorrow night on Inner Sight.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
okay,
a lot, Ben, everybody.
I love you. Call you tomorrow.
Hey,
I love you.
All right. Call
Thanks,
me tomorrow.
Luke.
All right.
We'll be
care.
With you tomorrow night. Our phone number, 631-224-3090. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank all our listeners. Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And tomorrow night, come on around, have a little fun and goof off. And, you could even call in even call in and act stupid. Goodbye, world, inner sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
thank
everyone.
You. Inner sight.
Good night.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.